Taking a comprehensive look at the week's indie wrestling news so you don't have to, it's the PWP Weekly Newscast on PWPonderings.com with Chris GST and Des Delgadillo.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another weekly newscast here on PWPonderings.com. My name is Chris GST. I am the web admin. As always, I am joined by my faithful Des Delgadillo. Des, how are you doing, sir?
Wrestling! Yay!
I know. I'm pretty excited. We're going to talk about the network. We're going to talk about Jeff Hardy coming back to TNA. All kinds of good stuff.
And every match in lockdown will be, get ready for this original tidbit, in a cage.
I know.
In a cage.
Dixie Carter just tweeted it. It's big news, Des. We're breaking news here.
It's huge. We just that.
Okay, show over. That's all we need to say. Sting. Sorry, guys. No Sting. Maybe. I don't know. AJ Styles is coming back. It's all a work. I don't know.
It's all fake. CM Punk is going to... I'm not even going to say that because people are going to be like, no, PW Pondering said it's true.
I know. But don't do that to us, Des.
No, there's legit so much stuff going on this week. Like, so much stuff happened this weekend and the stuff going on this weekend. This is going to be I foresee this is going to be a news-packed show.
I believe so. Let's start off with some injuries, though. We got to start off a little bit on the negative side here. Biff Busick, Allison Kay, Matt Jackson, and Robles of Smart Mark Video, sending out our good, positive vibes from PWP to all of them. Luckily, Robles, you know, he tweeted us back. Biff Busick just announced some news that he chose Drew Gulak to substitute for him at the Beyond Wrestling Feeding Frenzy this weekend. Allison Kay, Drew Cordero gave us an update on her. Hopefully, she's doing a lot better. And then Matt Jackson, he just tweeted, I guess he broke two bones in his hand during a New Japan match, but he said he tweeted out that he's not going to require surgery. He was scheduled to be on a show this weekend, though, Des. The House of Glory Revenge is Phenomenal, where Amazing Red would be teaming with AJ Styles to face the Young Bucks. I really don't think that's going to be happening. But, of course, all of us from PWP send our good vibes and speedy recoveries to all of them.
That's right.
So, it is what it is. Des, I know you're not a big fan of iPay-per-views, but there was some mishaps this weekend. It occurred at WSE Mutiny. I was able to talk to Drew Cordero. Of course, you can check out that podcast right now. It's on site, pwpondings.com. Essentially, these are the details I want to give out. For the full refund, you need to contact Joe, webmaster at rfvideonow.com. By the time you hear this, you might not be able to. So I would do it right away. You have to request a refund before the VOD replay of Mutiny goes live. But if it is live, and you know what? I think it might be live right now. So, I'm not sure, but if you did pay for it, guess what? You get a free month of StreamWSU.com. It is their subscription-based streaming service. I have a lot of friends who subscribe to it. Like I said, Des, you and I both know I'm not big on the women's wrestling, but everyone who has told me about it said that it runs pretty well, includes their exclusive secret shows, Beyond Wrestling events, all the WSU library that they're always putting on their catalog, like daily. Email drewcordero@gmail.com. You'll get a free month. I'm sure you're going to stick with it. I mean, Des, if you had more time, you'd be subscribing to a subscription service, correct?
Dude, there are so many indie wrestling like streaming services out there now that would totally have so much more of my money if I had time.
I know, but I mean, hey, there's this other one, this WWE thing coming.
That thing's going to get my money just because,
No, Des. No, they're not, because they're not treating Daniel Bryan right. That's right.
Yeah.
Daniel
Bryan. How dare they not bring CM Punk back? It's their fault.
Exactly. So, as I mentioned, check out that podcast. And, of course, Biff Busick, he chose Drew Gulak, the CZW World Champion, to substitute for him at the Beyond Wrestling Feeding Frenzy this weekend. It's going to be Gulak versus Steen. I'm pretty sure that match hasn't happened in a major promotion anywhere.
Not that
pretty
I can
sure.
think of, man.
Yeah, when I looked it up, I think they've been in tag matches and stuff like that, but I don't think they've been in a singles contest.
That's it's a cool announcement and stuff, and it's like a really cool opportunity for Gulak. I'm so sad because when they first announced that I was going to be Steen and Busick, I was like, yes, awesome, and the wrestling gods just had to go and stomp on my hopes. And, you know, so all the best to Biff Busick, but I has a sad.
Well, let's see if we can turn that frown upside down, Des. In AIW, the Panda Express are coming. And Kevin Steen and Johnny Gargano.
Can you just say that sentence again? That was the funniest thing you said, like, ever.
I think I'm pretty sure it is. Let's not ruin the moment, Des. So, seriously, though, they put out that video, and everyone, go check it out. I'll probably put it in the information for this podcast. But it's hilarious. It's Steen and Gargano. Is there anything else I need to say about it?
Two of the funniest guys in wrestling. Like, I've seen on a much more, intense level. But dude, if you watch like some of Gargano's stuff, or even if you just talk to the guy, he is freaking hilarious. So I think putting these guys, I don't know if they've been a tag team before anywhere. I know they've wrestled a couple times, but together these guys are formidable, obviously, because, you know, champions and stuff. And Gargano, I think, is working on like 700 something days is whatever champion he is. But these guys together are hilarity. Like, yeah, they're funny.
I mean, I don't even know how does that storyline work? Because it's basically Steen against Ethan Page, but what does Gargano really have to do with it? I don't really get the connection there.
I have no idea.
Yeah. But anyway, it's going to be great. Who cares? AIW is booking it. I don't care. Let's throw it out there. Our friends over at Pro Wrestling Freedom out of Kentucky, they have announced they're returning. They had a brief hiatus after their December show was put on hold, I believe for some issues basically out of their control. But they are coming back, so hopefully we'll have some news on them on the next newscast. Des, Dreamwave Wrestling out of LaSalle, Illinois, having a big tag team lethal lottery at their anniversary show. They've announced 25 participants. I'm not going to name all of them here, but it does occur March 1st. Some of the more notable names are Fox, Rich Swann, Christian Rose, Nick Brubaker, Michael Elgin, woo-hoo, Reed Bentley, Matt Cage, Dan the Man, who, if you haven't seen him, just YouTube him. Dan the Man AI or Dreamwave Wrestling. It's kind of funny.
Is he the man?
He is. He really is. Lindsay Dorado, Eric Cannon, Colt Cabana, Marche Rocket, Johnny Gargano, and Darren Corbin, Shane Hollister, as well as tons of other people, including like Alex Castle, Tyler Pringle, Malachi Matthews. So check them out, dreamwavewrestling.com, for all that information. I mean, if there's anything we enjoy, Des, it's tag team wrestling. And this lethal lottery system is kind of, it's intriguing. I'm gonna be intrigued to see who gets teamed up. Speaking of tag teams, though, staying on that, AAW announced that the tag team of Eddie Cruz and Jay Rios, Dos Bendejos, Des, they're going to be making their AAW debut this month on the 28th. A team I'm assuming you're a big fan of, Des. I mean, right? That's just how that works.
That's profiling, Chris. That's so rude.
That is rude. I apologize. That's
terrible. You terrible human being.
I'm pretty sure you've said you're a fan, though.
So, yeah, I have. I have said that.
Yeah. So, anyway, so I'm excited for that. I mean, these guys, they're, you know, there's a thing where it's kind of like you're in the WWE Live universe, you're on FIP, you're in Evolve, you're in DGUSA, but it's still kind of exciting to see their talents kind of branch out, you know, in promotions that you don't, you know, usually associate them with. So this is one of those things where I'm hoping they come out. They were in PWX, too. I heard really good things about those shows. I am looking forward to checking them out. I believe Taken by Force is on sale at High Spots, and the rest of the matches will probably be shown on PWX television. Not too sure about that, but they haven't been released on High Spots yet, so don't know. But check them out. Dos Bendejos, really, I think, a tag team that deserves to be in a lot more promotions than they are. So, Des, let's talk about this past weekend, though. A lot of big shows. CZW had their 15th anniversary show. It was on iPay-per-view. It streamed. For me, it was flawless, and I have DSL, so I'm assuming no one else had issues either.
Awesome. And you watched this live?
I did, and I covered it live for PW Ponderings. It was a great show. The number one's contenders match, Air Fox defeated Drake Younger, Black G's Chris Dickinson. I won't say it was the match of the night, but to me it was the most exciting, just because I like the style of War for Men. So that's just my thing. Drake Younger, he came back after the main event of AJ Styles defeating Drew Gulak by disqualification. I might be jumping the gun. I'm not sure if that was the official end, but, you know, Gulak retained, I assume is by disqualification just because of the way the end of the match went down. But after that, we had a special main event, as Danny Havoc versus Drake Younger in an ultra-violent match. Not as violent, really, as some of the past ultra-violent matches, not going to lie there. But it was still pretty exciting, and for a 15th anniversary show, hey, it's CZW. It was a lot of fun. I would say go check it out. Dez, I know you don't watch a lot of CZW, but I even think you would have enjoyed this, especially with the Beaver Boys defeating Murderers Row. That was kind of a fun match, too.
I wanted to ask you, I haven't read your review yet, so I wanted to ask you and put you on the spot. It was kind of a big deal to have Styles and Gulak, right? So what did you think of the match? I heard people say that they didn't like the finish. And, you know, they went and they did another match afterward to kind of send the fans home on a good note. But what did you think of Gulak's interaction with AJ?
It was faster paced than the Chris Hero match. So if you saw the Chris Hero match, I mean, and clearly kind of two different situations right there. One was basically the main event, well, co-main event, and then the other a main event match, but opening the show. So I don't know if that attributed to it, but I would say AJ Styles versus Gulak was faster paced. The action was a little bit more hard hitting. Clearly Hero and Gulak put on, you know, they're a little bit more technical, but I don't know. Just the pace in the match to me was a lot more exciting and the action came a little bit quicker. Pretty sure it was a longer match as well. So I thought this match was better than the Hero Gulak match. Call me crazy. I don't know. It's, I think that if you're given a certain spot, the match kind of fits that, you know. And even no matter who the talents are, you know, you could have Elgin and Hero, and if they're in the opening match, it should not be the same as an Elgin Hero match in the main event. So
yeah, it's all about placement. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, so I think this match was better, and a little bit more hard hitting and quicker. Not quick like it was a quick match, but faster paced. So it's the only way I can describe it. But everyone, let me know how you thought. Think about my review. Check it out. And tweet me, email me, whatever. Let me know what you thought of it. It was also announced on the show, Dez, that Danny Havoc and Jun Kasai are the first two talents announced for the 13th annual Tournament of Death. So I'm looking forward to that. The Crazy Monkey, he makes his return. It's going to be exciting. And, of course, Danny Havoc on a string of good death matches in CZW, I think it was actually pretty obvious that'd be Danny Havoc. So let's see. Let's talk about CWF Mid-Atlantic, Dez. The other Ultra J Showcase results. You can check out all the results, obviously, pwpundings.com. But the main event, Trevor Lee defeated the Ultra J champion of Andrew Evitt to win the title in a must-see 2 out of 3 falls. It lasted over 65 minutes. You don't really hear about matches lasting that long in this day and age. So I'm kind of excited to see what these two young guys put up. Especially because CWF Mid-Atlantic, I don't know, Dez, if we talked a little bit last time about people we follow on Twitter. Have you seen a little bit? I've seen a couple of people that I follow checking out CWF, you know, guys like Nick Manoa and the folks over at Wrestle Folks podcast. I believe even Rob Naylor was at the CWF show as well. So CWF Mid-Atlantic getting a little bit more notoriety. And, you know, obviously we at PWP were glad to be associated with them. But Dez, what do you think of that? 2 out of 3 falls, over 65 minutes. Andrew Evitt, Trevor Lee, both known for their hard-hitting, high-flying style. Yeah. That's right up your alley.
Yeah, baby. That's something I'd watch.
I think that, I mean, when we talk about younger talents like an Andrew Evitt, who is obviously doing well in CZW and recently has been part of Ring of Honor, do you consider him, I mean, he's not a rookie, but he is an up-and-comer, correct? I mean, he's not quite at, say, the level of like an AR Fox or a Ricochet, but he would be the next generation of high flyers behind them.
Yeah, definitely on his way up. Definitely. I think people, you know, when people start talking about you in that vein, it's like, you know, yeah, you're on your way.
Also, we should mention the TV champion, Chase Dakota. He defeated Adam Page to retain his title with a roll-up. You know, I haven't seen the match yet. I know that a couple people that have, they really liked the show. So check it out, Ultra J Showcase from CWF Mid-Atlantic. They have all their shows on VOD, so check them out. CWF247.com. Dez, let's talk about some Ring of Honor.
Let's talk about some Ring of Honor.
State-of-the-art results, of course, from this past weekend. I got to ask you this. If I were to tell you that Jay Briscoe was going to face Adam Cole, where on the card would you put that match?
It depends on what title it's for. They have two titles.
Oh, right. For the real world title. Oh,
the real world title.
Well, real Briscoe world title?
Yeah, see? Yeah. I don't know. They've gone out of the way to establish that there are two titles, but one obviously means more than the other. Sorry, Jay Briscoe. But yeah, if you had Jay Briscoe and Adam on any match, put that in your main event.
What if I told you it was the opener of the night?
I really believe you.
Good, because that's what happened. And Jay Briscoe defeated Adam Cole. He retained, Dez, the real world
title.
What
did I say? What did I say? Did I not make that prediction last week? They were going to do
you
that.
Did. Yeah.
They were going to do that because why not?
I mean, I'm sure it was a good match, right? I mean, I don't think these two men could have a bad one, but to have that be the opener, I don't know.
To do that silly, you know, I guess it's not the worst thing in the world, but it's silly. You know, you beat your legit world champion and you have this silly out that, oh, you know, it was for the other title. I just think that's wacky.
Yeah, I do too. I don't know where they're going to go with this. The one part of the show that I'm a little bit more intrigued by, Artie Evans defeated Roderick Strong. I know that sounds ridiculous, but it was by disqualification. Cedric Alexander came out and he accidentally hit Evans, which got the disqualification. Then Strong destroyed Alexander afterwards. I'm actually kind of looking forward to that kind of a feud. Cedric Alexander versus Roderick Strong, they could have some good matches.
That's good. And the streak continues for RD.
Exactly. See, you accomplished everything. ACH and TD Thomas, they defeated the Ring of Honor Tag Champions in a Proving Grounds match. So they're going to get their title shot at the 12th anniversary. So that makes sense. Finally, ACH and TD Thomas got a win, Dez. When was the last time we said that? God.
Oh, God. Right? Probably like 1992.
Probably. It's been a while. And then in the main event, Kevin Steen defeated Tommaso Ciampa, Jay Lethal, and Michael Elgin. He wins a future title shot. So, I mean, hey, nothing against the main event. Obviously, I think all four guys deserve it. I'm just saying, though, you have your actual champion and a guy claiming to be the champion. I don't really see that being the opening match, but whatever. It's not my call. So Kevin Steen, he's going to get a title shot somewhere down the line. It will not, however, be at the 12th anniversary card because that is going to Chris Hero, who won his title shot. So we're going to update you on the 12th anniversary card right now. It is Adam Cole versus Chris Hero, as we said, for the Ring of Honor World Championship. The tag title's on the line, Red Dragon versus Adrenaline Rush. Tommaso Ciampa puts on the television title against the top prospect winner, Hansen.
Yeah!
I know, I'm actually kind of looking forward to that, because Hansen, he's a big dude. I don't know if you've been reading my Ring of Honor TV reviews, Dez, but he's legit.
He's a scrapper.
I'm trying to think of the guy. He was Nux in TNA. What was his name in WWE? He was the, you know, he had the, God, I can't even.
We had this conversation. Mike Nox.
Mike Nox, there we go. Hansen is like, to me, is like a younger version of that. And so he's a tough dude. He's going up against Ciampa. I expect tons and tons of strikes. I don't see a title change, but I think it's a great way to introduce Hansen to the Ring of Honor roster. Then we're going to have AJ Styles versus Jay Lethal and Michael Elgin versus Matt Hardy. Jay Briscoe's putting up the real world title against Michael Bennett. Dez, title change?
I don't care. This title means nothing to me. I'm sorry.
It's completely fine. The next day, though, I think this match is that everyone's going to be excited for. First time ever, AJ Styles versus Michael Elgin on the February 22nd TV tapings.
Yes, so, the day AJ Styles was proclaimed done with TNA, my inner fan said, I want to see AJ Styles and Michael Elgin fight each other. And I know Michael Elgin said that on Twitter, too. And now, thank you, Ring of Honor, for making the inner fan in me a happy fan on February 22nd.
In Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, I'm assuming we will have a live report from the show, so look forward to that. But in March, they have announced they're raising the bar weekend, night one and night two. There are no matches announced for night one, but night two, they've already announced Red Dragon versus the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Tag Team Champions, the Young Bucks.
Oh, buys. I'm watching that show. If the Young Bucks are on that show, I'm going to watch it.
There you go. And like I said, this occurs March 8th, so I'm assuming Matt Jackson's hand will be better than Matt Hardy, also not on the show. So that's... I don't know what to say about that, Dez, but that's kind of a win, so I'll be watching it. Of course, but it's taking place in Chicago, so Actually, I'm not going to say that Jerome's going to be there, because I really don't know. I should ask him, though. But with the Young Bucks there, I mean, that's... And Chris Hero, Adam Cole, Michael Elgin, Kevin Steen, Jay Lethal, the Briscoes.
That's kind of awesome.
Yeah, I would actually kind of assume he will be going. And if he's not, I'm sorry. Sorry, Jerome.
I'm sorry, Jerome, that you're not going. Yeah, you should.
There you go. All right, so Dez, I don't know. I mean, other than that, it's Ring of Honor right now... Honestly, the last 3 out of 4 TV tapings from Nashville, not bad, but didn't do a whole lot for me. One of them, actually, I kind of thought was a pretty bad TV show. And then, you know, the one with AJ Styles versus Roderick Strong, I enjoyed that one. So, I don't know. Dez, I know you're not keeping up with as Ring of Honor as much because you're busy. I don't believe you do the reviews anymore for F4W. But from what you've heard, just, you know, you're gathering the news from Ring of Honor, What are your thoughts on the product right now? Is it kind of exciting you? What do you think?
My thoughts on the product are that I've been very unmotivated to even keep up with Ring of Honor stuff. So like the AJ thing, I watched the show, but I just fast forwarded to that match. Like, I don't watch anything else on that show.
Dad, you missed out.
I missed out. I saw that Mike Bennett had a segment, so I double speed fast forwarded over that.
Dude, he is getting better. I know I've been not one of the biggest Bennett fans in the past, but he really is getting better.
I don't like the act. And this is no knock on her. I don't like the act of Maria and Mike Bennett. Like, to me, that's just such a WWE thing, and it doesn't fit in Ring of Honor. You know,
it says they're a real couple. They're getting married. It's real.
Yeah. What are they going to have? I don't know.
It's like Brie and Brian. Or the other one in John Cena. I forgot her name. Sorry.
The other one.
Whatever.
Yeah, but you know, but my point is I haven't been too enthused about it. But again, Michael Elgin and AJ, that to me is something that could potentially reinvigorate me, because that is something I want to see that badly. That I'm almost, you know, I'm practically counting down the days to that. Because A, it's 2 days before WWE Network, but also it's just going to be a really good thing to count down to. It's freaking AJ Styles and Michael Elgin. Come on.
I'm kind of laughing that you almost said you wanted to see John Cena in Ring of Honor.
I didn't. You don't know that. I could have said I wanted to see John Heidenreich.
Wow. Anyway.
That's worse, huh?
That was worse. Let's move on quickly to the last bit of news I wanted to touch on here. Our friends over at Fighting Spirit Pro, we have some details on their Drake Younger shoot interview, which you can pre-order right now, $20 at fspshoots.com. Information for this will be provided in the information for this podcast. But a lot of cool stuff for Drake Younger. I mean, Dez, I don't know how long you've been a fan of his, but I have been for a while. They talk about a lot of good topics, including his early career, his hiatus from pro wrestling, his time against Jon Moxley, the tours of Germany and Japan, his mentality about death matches, a lot of the current stuff, what does PMA really mean to him, a lot of stuff. They even talk about his experience at the WWE Performance Center and if he's even been contacted by TNA. So a lot of good topics here. I encourage everyone to go and pre-order this. You know, hey, you know, help them along. Help them get this shoot done, because I'm intrigued by some of the topics there. Not saying I'd want to see Drake Younger in TNA. I'm not saying that.
Hey, he's the next PWG world champion, so I want to see him right here in PWG.
Dez, you get to see him almost every month, so I'm not feeling sorry for you at this point.
Well, I need to see Drake Younger more, because he's awesome, and he's like legit one of the nicest wrestling dudes I've ever met. So, shoot, if nothing more than just to support the dude, because man, he's got some stories to tell, and he's worth supporting.
Well, you know where you can see more of him, Dez, is in Quintessential Pro Wrestling. Their event of Well Worth the Wait, held on February 1st, is being sold at highspots.com right now, and you should use our PWP Highspots affiliate link. Help keep this website going. Check it out. This is the card, Dez. Brian Cage versus Nick Madrid, The Rockness Monsters versus B-Boy and Willie Mack, Cheerleader Melissa versus Joey Ryan, Brian Kendrick versus Kyle O'Reilly, Candice LeRae and Christina Von Erie versus Peter Avalon and Ray Rosas, Kevin Steen versus Chris Hero, and for the QPW heavyweight title, Adam Thornstow versus Drake Younger. That card,
yes.
I'd buy it. I'm actually, kind of, like I said, Dez, I know I brought it up before, I'm kind of surprised you don't make it out to QPW shows. I know it's kind of far for you. I'm just saying.
I think it's
a good up-and-coming promotion right now.
You know, I'm missing things. And you said this is available through High Spots?
Yes, highspots.com.
All right.
Actually, I did want to ask you about this. Are you going to be going to that Chikara in L.A.? And I know it's not a Chikara event, but it's a comedy show, and that's kind of your thing. You do a couple stand-ups.
I do want to go.
Not on the show, but
I do. Yeah, they should get me on the show. Hint, hint, guys. No, I do want to go. It just depends on what I have going on that day because I have a lot of projects up right now. But the UCB theater is like that place. So it's just I'd love to go live.
Have you been? Is it a venue you've been to before? I'm like, I don't know. I've never been there. So
I've been there a couple times.
Okay, is it nice? Is it a nice place? Or I'm assuming they normally do comedy stuff, but is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a nice place. You know, they have an open mic there, and it's pretty conducive to comedy. So, you know, it's a good place to be. It's very homely.
Well, everyone can check out El Hijo del Ice Cream.
Yes!
That's going to be something.
And by the way.
And of course, Bryce, of course.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Bryce Remsburg is going to be on my podcast one day. We'll talk more about that. Man, I'm so excited for because Bryce is he does sketch comedy and stuff. So he's going to be really, really funny here.
Yeah, he does improv also, correct?
Yes.
I think.
Yes, yeah. he does the improv scene. So that's awesome, man. That's something that I can never do because I'm not spontaneous at all.
No.
I have to pre-plan everything I do. I am a robot.
You're literally like the DDP of podcasts.
Yes.
Exactly. All right. So why don't we also end the show? Some upcoming shows this weekend. House of Glory, as we mentioned before. Like I said, I don't know. I haven't seen them update anyone, but I don't know about the Young Bucks versus AJ Styles and Amazing Red. But I'm sure they'll have a card that's just as good. So check them out. Of course, our friends over at PWX, CWF, Mid-Atlantic, and Beyond Wrestling all have shows, as well as tons of others. You can check out an article right now on pwponders.com with all the events coming up 15th, 16th, I believe, also the 17th. I believe they have shows for that also. But as always, we try to provide all the information for that at pwponders.com. Dez, tell some of our listeners about what you have going on the internet.
All right. Well, my website is thingsdez.net. I'm currently remodeling it a little bit. So right now it's not exactly up to scratch, but it will be. Hopefully by Monday it'll be good. It's Clerks Month on the website. So we're talking about the Kevin Smith movie that started it all. So this weekend we're going to have a Clerks Appreciation podcast. And then in a week, and I don't want to give away the guest.
Correct?
Yeah, we had the guys from Floss Productions who are doing hoping to fund a Kevin Smith biopic. So that kicked off our Clerks Month this past weekend. That's available right now on thingsdez.net and on our iTunes feed. We talked for an hour just about how much we love Chasing Amy and the Kevin Smith experience and you know, indie filmmaking. So that's cool. And then
Dez, a movie you haven't seen yet.
I did. I actually saw it.
Oh,
saw
okay,
it too,
good.
Just to appease Lee, I saw it.
Thank God.
Lee Hellion, yes, I did watch Dogma. It was very funny. Thank you. I still need to watch Jersey Girl, though.
Okay, fine.
you don't need to watch that. No, but I could talk about Kevin Smith movies all day. So we're doing that this weekend on Culture My Pop. And then the week after, we're going to have a very special guest from the Kevin Smith View Askew Universe, but I'm not going to give away the name just yet, but you got a week to think about it and get ready for that. That's going to be fun.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to that. Haven't checked out your interview yet, but I think I will. I mean, I'm kind of a Kevin Smith man.
Yeah. No, you're not. Are you really?
Kind of, sort of. I appreciate what he does. I liked Red State. Yeah, that is not a movie I think that's up your alley, so don't ever
that's not.
That.
That's not a Kevin Smith style movie. I it's on my Netflix queue because I need to watch everything he directs and kind of evaluate it, but I haven't seen that one yet.
You know, Des, he did do this movie with Bruce Willis that no one really talks about.
Oh, Cop Out. Yeah.
That happened.
Couple of dicks. Yeah.
Yeah. That movie exists, Des.
It's a thing. I haven't seen that one either. I want to watch everything before so that I'm ready for Tusk in I guess when does it come out? August?
I thought they had pushed it back, but yeah,
It might have pushed it back.
No, I think it still is scheduled now for August. I don't know. You know, back and forth with Hollywood. It is what it is.
Anyway, if you like the Kevin Smith talk, there's more where that came from on thingsdeathsays.net. But this is a wrestling show. Chris, how can people keep up with you and wrestling?
I know. Let's talk about some wrestling here. We want to thank everyone for listening. If you are checking us out on iTunes or Stitcher, leave us a 4 or 5 star review. Of course, follow us on all of our social media, twitter.com/PWPonderings and facebook.com/PWPonderings. And we also have a Google Plus page if you want to check that out. It is google.com/PWPonderings.com. And of course, check us out on the main website, PWPonderings.com. If you want to contact me, you can do that. Twitter.com/CGSTong. That's CGSTONG. Or the same thing at PWPondering.com is my email. So, Dez, that's it for this week. So, thank you, everyone, for listening. We, of course, have tons more results next weekend as well. So, for Dez, have a good week, guys. We'll catch you again later.
Gummed up brain dead, can't decide. You can't breathe.